Case number 10,230, Boys and Girls Club of Delaware, southeast of Road 297, 425 feet southeast of Route 24. A special use exception to place a manufacturing home type structure as a classroom.
Some addresses, please.
George Krupanski, K-R-U-P-A-N-S-K-I.
Can you spell it again?
K-R-U, P as in Peter, A-N-S-K-I. 669 South Union Street, Wilmington, Delaware, 19805.
Millie Charnick, C-H-A-R-N-I-C-K, 27220 Caravelle Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
And you both swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm George Krupanski, President and CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware. To my right is Millie Charnick, who is the director of our Oak Orchard Boys and Girls Club. We're here tonight to ask for your consideration in allowing us a variance to relocate a mobile unit currently owned by the Indian River School District to our location at 31550 Oak Orchard Road. The Boys and Girls Club is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, and since opening our new building in 2005, we have been overwhelmed with children, approximately 80 to 90 children a day. Responding to this need, and particularly to help them with their educational needs, this would allow us to provide additional programming in that area. Page 3 of our application has a rough drawing of the proposed building. I believe the original application indicated it was 24 by 40. The building that we're actually looking at is 24 by 36. And I'd like to ask Millie to talk a little bit about the use and the facility.
Well, we run quite a few education programs and prevention programs. And with the amount of kids that we're getting every day, which is our limit under child licensing laws, it's just very hard with the building itself because of the sound and so many kids in one big room, it all echoes. So to try to run two or three different programs, it is very hard and stressful for the staff for us to have some quiet time, mostly, during power hour or any type of educational. With this extra building, we would be able to take, you know, some of the programs out there where they would be in a room by themselves and so that we could run a more quality program. And we do have, during the school year, 87 kids that get off the bus there that we do homework with. So we need to try to divide them up as much as we can so that we can have some quiet time. So when the ones get done, they can play in the gym. Right now we're doing homework in that gym. So that's what we would like to have the extra building for.
The building was used by the school district as a classroom. And it is a vinyl-sided building, shingles. The property immediately behind us is a vacant field. And so we're excited by the overwhelming response that we've gotten by the kids and the families. We're excited about the donation of this potential classroom for, by the school district. We're also excited that we've been able to get donations to provide us with the hookup. And so all we need now is your approval this evening.
Can you say our time, P-O-W-E-R?
A power hour. It's called power hour. It's a homework time. We call it power hour.
Oh, and because, you know, homework. I'm from where there's a bell on the blackboard and potbelly stove. That was it. So, power hour. Okay.
Do you anticipate this being a temporary structure? You want to build something permanent at some point in the future?
Well, at this point, to be quite honest with you, we don't have any money to build anything further in the future. It may be something that we would consider as, in the days ahead, but at this point, if possible, we'd like to obviously keep it there as long as we're permitted to.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Burton? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe that the application of 10,230 would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties by the obvious response from the testimony that they are having there. Be a good thing for the neighborhood, so I make a motion we approve case number 10,230.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,230. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved. Yes, indeed.